So Trump's huge, huge, massive, massive, huge announcement.
Ginormous update.
Ginormous. I mean, this Donald is the Trump. News of the year.
I mean,
news of the decade.
This is the news everyone wanted. I mean, it's about time that he returns in the way that we need him to return.
Exactly.
That he got screwed over in 2020. You know, he was treated poorly on social media. The media, the enemy of the people, mistreated him for years. And it's time for him to strike back.
He did it, man.
He did it.
He did it.
Guys, I mean, he did it. It's over.
It's over.
He played the Trump card.
He did.
He played the Trump card.
He literally played the Trump card.
Donald Trump announces an NFT crypto currency.
Yes. Which are sold out, by the way.
Yeah, they're basically like images of him being a superhero.
Yeah, which I thought was kind of cool.
I thought it was funny because, yeah. Well, go on.
I thought it was kind of cool to see the images and stuff.
Yeah.
I just kind of was like.
I thought he was going to pick his VP.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I thought he was
going
to say, Biden, it's time for you to get out of office. I'm coming back.
I know. I thought he was going to do the same speech that he normally does, like over and over and over.
I thought they was. Yeah, right. The radical left. Yeah. He just goes off. But no, I was shocked that he came up with this as his major announcement. I think he kind of overhyped it for people. I feel like he just could have said something like he had a special announcement tomorrow, you know, and, you know, maybe some of you will be happy financially. But, why sit there and act like you're I was kind of baited by thinking that this guy was going to flip the whole script.
Yeah, and I don't know, though. The craze of NFTs is kind of weird to me.
It's a lot of fraud going on now.
I mean, it's just kind of weird to me. People are willing to put down so much money over, digital content.
Right.
That doesn't really, mean anything.
Mm.
And I get it, okay, cool, maybe it's, an opportunity to make money, which is nice for everybody. But,
right.
Why Trump? That's just the thing I could not figure out.
Trump.
Why Trump?
Trump, listen, he lost money when he was a president. Right? Because he did it, Trump is everything you want in the president. He lost money, right? Where every other politician on planet Earth sat there and took our money.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Even the non-presidents, the senators, whatever it was, there's a lot of money. Our money is in someone else's pockets right now.
Yeah.
Trump lost money. So he's trying to just get it back, bro.
I mean, it really, it's true. I mean, it really reminded me of the Tesla thing.
Mm.
Elon Musk, he does this all the time where he puts out this limited product and he puts 1 million of these items, right?
Yep.
Like the boring fire extinguisher, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's $500 a piece, whatever the quantity was. It's quick cash. They sell out instantly.
Yeah, they do. I mean,
they sell out instantly. And that's the same thing that happened to Trump. So it's quick cash that he just made.
Yeah.
Maybe he needed it to for his 2024 run, though.
Yeah. He needed the campaign money.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like Trump himself.
Probably nobody's donating to him.
It's all going to DeSantis now.
You never know.
I'm just kidding. But I feel like.
Or Biden.
No, I don't know what's going on. Biden. Epic picture, by the way. I put it up.
I know. I did see that.
I thought, because you said pretty sternly, no, don't put it up. And I'd still put it up.
I know. Yeah.
I think that, well, first of all, I just want to say that the QAnon guys, made a connection that it's been.
How dare you mention QAnon?
We can talk about QAnon. The QAnon guys, bro. First of all, I heard one guy bought all of them.
What?
Yeah, I heard one guy bought all the NFTs.
No way.
Yeah.
They were instantly sold out?
Yeah, one guy got them all.
Because, wasn't there, perks, you get to meet Trump and, this and that?
Yeah, that one guy is going to do all that.
Wow.
Yeah. Apparently, if that's what, if it sticks to what it was and that guy was telling the truth, which is weird if he lied, but, okay, it's people do that shit sometimes. But, I think that, so the QAnon guys made a connection that he posted the Trump card, quote unquote, 1,700 days after I think Q said Trump card, the Trump card's coming, and 17 is the 17 letter of the alphabet, and Q
equals
whatever.
Q. Yeah,
what are you? Are you on board with the Q guys, man? Or it's hard.
I don't know, man. I mean, there's a lot of coincidences.
They make some strange connections.
There's a lot of connections that are made that make sense to me, and then there's a lot that just
I feel like
it doesn't make any sense to me. Like, yeah. It just like, okay, like, I don't know how this is relevant, right?
Yeah, you'll see some connections that definitely are like, dude, that's mathematically impossible to fake.
Yeah.
And then you have some where it's like, guys, you guys are kind of reaching here.
Yeah,
like, stop trying to make something out of nothing.
Like, exactly. Like, I hate when they go like, oh, this and that, this and that, this and that. And I'm less like, what? Like, how does this even mean anything?
Yeah, no. So, the superhero NFTs, I mean, NFT crypto, a lot of scams going on right now.
Yeah, yeah.
You got the FTX guy.
Yep.
The Sam Bankman-Friedman guy. You got Logan Paul, who supposedly was, like, scamming people out of their money. Like, hundreds of thousands.
Yeah.
But no one cares because, like, for some reason, the whole world loves Logan Paul all of a sudden.
Yeah.
But I guess we'll find out what is to come regarding Trump and his new crypto superhero crypto NFT.